Aunt Betty's wedding ring had been in the family for three generations and was passed down to my wife. While there was probably no piece of jewelry that she treasured more than this one. But she couldn't wear it because Aunt Betty's ring size was a lot larger than my wife's little fingers. So Karen identified a jeweler whose craftsmanship she trusted. She entrusted this heirloom to him to be downsized. Well, to be honest, she was a little nervous leaving it with anyone, but she did commit it to this jeweler. When he called that the ring was ready, she could hardly wait to see what he'd done with it. Well, the diamonds were intact, the ring looked the same, but it fit her perfectly. He didn't make it into a necklace or a pendant. He didn't change the setting of the stones. Of course not. He took what was entrusted to him and just made it better. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about no business recreating. Now, a jeweler shouldn't try to recreate a piece of jewelry into something else. Not when the one who trusted him just wanted him to enhance what it already was. We understand that about jewelry. But sometimes we don't seem to understand that about the child God has entrusted to us. God gave them to us to enhance what he made them to be. Sometimes we keep trying to make them into something else, what we want them to be. Problem is, a lot of parents didn't get the child they wanted. Yeah. You wanted an athlete, and you got a scholar. You wanted a musician, and you got a mechanic. You wanted a quiet one, you got a loud one. You wanted a loud one, you got a quiet one. The list just goes on and on. So maybe you didn't get the child you wanted, but you got the one God wanted. You got what is described in our word for today in Ephesians 2:10. In fact, you could put the name of your child and each of your children right in this verse. It says, "We are God's workmanship." Now, if you'd like, put the name of a child of yours right there at the beginning. Blank, right there, yeah, is God's workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do, or for, put the name in there, to do. See, your business is to step back and recognize the unique person God made when he made your son, or when he made your daughter, with all their personal strengths, their great qualities, and with all the limitations and weaknesses he gave them too. Then your job is to hold up a mirror regularly for them and let them see the incredible person God made when he made them. Affirm who God made them to be. Praise them. Compliment them, even when you need to correct them. Do it in the context of affirming who they are. A mom came to me once, and she was concerned about the offbeat sense of humor her 8-year-old son has. That could have been my mom. Well, actually, she asked me if I was like that at that age. I'm still not sure what that was all about, but this boy seems like an anomaly in a family that's otherwise pretty serious. But I encouraged her to fan the flame of his sense of humor. It's something God can use mightily to open doors and hearts her son's whole life. Our son used to frustrate us when he'd come to us with a whole itinerary he had planned out meticulously for him and his friends, but only asking us after everything was already set up. We needed to correct that a little, but actually, you know what? Looking back, I'm glad we didn't put out the flame of a budding planner. I mean, God's using him as a strategist and a planner mightily now. Same abilities, but he's using him in a trailblazing ministry way. So remember, God didn't trust the treasure of that child you to reshape him into what you want him or her to be. God gave you that child for you to develop and enhance the person God made them to be. So don't try to recreate the workmanship that God has created.
Thanks, Ron. The brand new issue of Rescue Magazine is now available, and we would love to send you your free copy of this beautiful magazine, rich with insights, articles, and encouragement for you as you seek to be bold in your faith and represent Jesus where you live. This magazine is yours free when you request it at our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.